All right, let's go. It is 7 o'clock on a Monday night. The surgery is about to kick off, and you know what they say? Summer bodies are built in winter. And while technically it's not winter yet, there's a lot of damage done here to old Smallsy, and I'm sure if you're like me, any gym membership for free at any time of the year is good. If you want to get free six-month gym membership at Snap 13 24 10, call me right now. You can have a six-pack like Rocky, or maybe just undo some summer damage right now.
Smallsy Surgery.
The Dollar
Bill
Listener.
Australia.
It's Katy Perry.
This is Ed Sheeran.
Selena Gomez.
Oh, Smallsy, I love you.
That's hot AF.
Smallsy plays the freshest hits at night.
Australia's number one.
Smallsy Surgery on Nova.
On air.
Hey, that's not a bad prize. If you, like, really smash the food hard on the weekend and you resent having to pay for your fitness, 13-24-10, call up tonight, giving away a gym membership. They've got 2,000 gyms, 24-7, Snap Fitness. Also on the show tonight, $5,000 cash, your chance to have your share in that, 21 Pilots tickets, and a Hollywood celebrity. Well, he's in a new movie, Beauty and the Beast, and he plays LeFou. His name is Josh Gad. He is going to be on the show, and because it's a Monday, have we got a whole bunch of brand new tunes?
We do.
We got so many new songs lined up to play for you. Drake dropped that mixtape playlist album thingy. We might squeeze something off of that. Also, Clean Bandit and Zara Larsson, their new song is like 5 minutes away. We start with Calvin, Frank Ocean. This is Slide.
Do you slide on all your nights like...
You don't know me.
If you like your new music, Amy Shark has a new tune called Weekends. That is playing in 6 minutes. Right now on Nova, the Hot Minute, the big entertainment stories.
Celebrity gossip.
The Hot Minute.
Hey, it's Katy Perry and Smallsy Surgery on Nova.
All right, first up tonight, here is a bombshell I don't think anybody saw coming, or maybe we did when we think about it. Katy Perry's revealed she did more than just kiss a girl. Roll the clip.
I speak my truths and I paint my fantasies into these little bite-sized pop songs. For instance, I kissed a girl and I liked it. Truth be told, A, I did more than that. And how was I going to reconcile that with a gospel-singing girl raised in youth groups that were pro-conversion camps?
She revealed that little nugget of information while winning the National Equality Award for all of her work with the LGBTQI community. She also revealed that, to try and get through it all, that she was encouraged to pray the gay away.
Yo, what's going on, man? This is Drizzy Drake.
Australia has got itself a brand new number one album right now. Drake has dropped some new tracks over the weekend. It is called More Life. The opening song on the record gives a shout out to J-Lo. Apparently, Drake is still texting her for booty calls, but she's changed her number. The lyrics include, I drunk text J-Lo, old number, so it bounced back. Boy Wonder got the bounce back.
Beauty and the
quick one for you tonight, Beauty and the Beast. It's out in cinemas in the US this past weekend. It opens in Australia on Thursday, and it just made itself $170 million in its opening weekend. One of the stars, LeFou, aka real name Josh Gad, he's on the show tonight, 8:20. Oh, and if you want to go check out that new Beauty and the Beast movie, hook me up with a phone call now, 13 24 10. We can give away some ticks. Let's roll Noah Cyrus and Labyrinth. This is Make Me Cry, fresh hits at night here at Nova.
I never needed you like I do.
Chainsmokers. Harris here at Nova. New music from Amy Shark. The tune is called Weekends. About to press play on that bad boy for you in just a second. Also, too, coming up tonight, 7:55, 21 Pilots fans. I got your tickets. The Emotional Roadshow Tour kicks off in literally just over a week. Hey, now, if you just turned the radio on, you missed the news today. So, yeah, Katy Perry kissed a girl. She liked it. And she did just a little bit more.
Truth be told, A, I did more than that. And how was I going to reconcile that with a gospel-singing girl raised in youth groups that were pro-conversion camps?
Okay, so it's fair to say we're all friends here in The Surge.
Yeah.
We're all friends. This is a loving show. I would like to now take the phone topic for you to call in with. Did you dabble with the same sex? Did you experiment? Did you do a Katy Perry? 13 24 10. Call in now, because I had a very good friend of mine. She was in a long-term relationship with this guy. He broke her heart, and like no one thought she was lesbian at all. After 6 years together, they broke up. She went hardcore lesbian for like only two months, and in that time she stole her lesbian sister's lesbian partner. This is a true story. Anyway, never lasted. She's now married. Congratulations. And I'm sure she won't mind me telling that story on the radio. However, she dabbled after a man broke her heart, and I believe that sometimes ladies dabble when a guy breaks their heart. I could be completely wrong right now.
Let's find out.
13, 24, 10. I want the details around your dabble. And not the blow-by-blow detail. Like, I don't want the where you did it. I just want to know if you did. You call me while I play you some new music for a Monday from Amy Shark. This is Weekends at Nova. You banned me from sleeping. Tonight on the show, I'm hooking you up with 6 months worth of gym access membership at Snap Fitness 24/7. They're 24/7 gym clubs. There's more than 2,000 of them around Australia. If you want to work on your fitness, summer bodies are built in winter. And if you're like mine, you need to start just before winter for summer 2018, all right? 13, 24, 10, call me right now. You can win them, just request a song. Also coming up, 3 songs away, 21 Pilots tickets. Now I'm asking the question, have you ever dabbled in some same-sex loving? Turns out Katy Perry did more than just kiss a girl. She took it to the next level, and she was finally speaking her truth. So I'm just throwing the lines open tonight. Are you doing a... Michelle, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Now, you're a dabbler lady, friend. Did you dabble?
Yes, I did.
Or tonight, as we're phrasing it, did you do a Katy Perry?
I did do a Katy Perry.
What are the details around it? Was it like my friend who had a breakup and then was like, I hate men, women are the answer?
Well, kind of. I got divorced and I moved interstate and knew no one. And I cut all my hair off and changed who I was and what I look like, and ended up I was getting more female attention than I was male. And the girls were really interested and fun and wanted to dance and just enjoyed who I was, so I tried it.
Was it something that you were like, bang, I'm back there next weekend, I'll see you at the club? Or were you like, okay, did that once, got that out of my system, I'm gonna go back to guys?
Pretty much kind of just got it out of my system. I'm now married and have 2 kids. It was just really nice because females are just different to men. Like, they relate in a different way.
They want to cuddle afterwards, where some guys are like, don't touch me, right? Some guys
they do.
Are like, hey, I want to give you Zara Larsson. Her new album is called So Good. It is out now. You're going to love it. Thank you for calling in and being honest, Michelle.
Thank you.
Let's say hello to Sam.
Yeah, mate.
Mate, I didn't expect a guy to call. Did you dabble, sir? Did you dabble?
I dabbled. I more than dabbled, mate.
Okay. All right. I'm scared to ask details with how excited that you just said that.
Oh, mate. I've been bored of pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Okay.
I've been bored of pussy, so I hooked up with a fella on Craigslist, and we worshipped each other, mate.
Wow. Wow, and was that something that had always been in the back of your mind, or was it something that just came out of nowhere because you just got bored of it?
Oh, been in the back of my mind for a little while, mate.
Right, and then were you married, or is this a long-term relationship?
Long-term and been married for a short while.
Did you dabble and then go back, or have you not gone back to the marriage?
Oh, it was a secret during the marriage.
Oh, scandalous. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Hey, just got a tweet from a guy called Michael going, hey, Smallsy, you'd be surprised at the amount of married straight guys who dabble on things like Tinder. My mind is blown tonight. Kygo now at Nova. I had a dream, we were sipping. I'm in your waterfall. Pink and Sia. I'm in your waterfall. It's called Waterfall. Fresh hits at 9 here at Nova. Nguyen Marie Chow Adios playing for you in just a second. Let's go say hi to Blake.
Smallsy, how are you, mate?
Mate, you know what they say, summer bodies built in winter. But if you're like me, you need to start a little bit before winter because you need as much of a head start as you could possibly get, right?
Absolutely, that's where the hard work's done.
Mate, that's it. Hey, Snap Fitness 24/7 gym clubs. I'm going to hook you up with 6 months worth of membership.
Mate, you're a legend. Thank you so much.
Mate, you can go bench press. What do you lift now?
Oh, nothing at the moment.
Okay, well, you be lifting 100 kgs before that runs out, all right?
You got it.
All right, I've got another 6 months' worth of access to hook you up with. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, they've got more than 2,000 locations around the country. Snapfitness.com.au for details. But, hey, you know what's in cinemas this Thursday? It's like going to be the biggest movie so far of 2017. Beauty and the Beast right now. This guy's name is Josh Gad. He plays LeFou, and he's on the show.
No one slick as Gaston. No one's quick as Gaston.
Mr. Josh Gad is here.
Beauty and the Beast.
Hey, Josh Gad, thank you so much for catching up with me. I appreciate it, mate.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Welcome to Australia. Is this your first time in our beautiful city, or...?
I was going to say welcome back to Australia.
Okay, so it's not your first time.
It's not my first time.
Right.
I lived here for 6 months. Surprise!
Get out!
Yes, I studied at NIDA, the National Institute of Dramatic Arts, as it's called. And it's a thrill to finally be back here after 14 plus years.
Wow. Hey, new movie, Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. It's amazing working on something and then finally, after 2 years, being able to share it with the world, especially a movie like this, because you sort of get to experience it for the first time in many ways with the audience, because so much of the movie is about the special effects.
Yeah. Did you have any idea of how the teapot and everything would look while you were making it, or did you see it for the first time? Because when I walked into it, I was like, I wonder what they're going to do with the teapot. This could be make or break.
Yeah.
And then I saw it and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. No. Wait.
A little tear came to my eye.
Did you cry?
Okay. Something may or may not have got in my eye.
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
A few times throughout the film, which is ridiculous. I know what's happening.
There's nothing ridiculous about it. You should be
proud
of that.
It's not like the story's not unknown to me. It's not like I didn't know, hang on, this is going to happen here.
I've seen the movie 3 times now. I made the movie. I'm still choked up in moments. I mean, it's that kind of film. What was crazy is from the beginning, we actually had these little maquettes, I think they're called, of the different characters. So like Cogsworth, the clock, and Lumiere, the candelabra, and of course, Mrs. Potts. And so we had these things that we could interact with.
Wow.
And so it gave us, rather than a lot of times they'll just give you like a tennis ball or even like an LED light, this had practical elements that we could interact with.
All right, if you want to go check out the new Beauty and the Beast movie, it's out on Thursday. I've got your double passes right now, 13, 24, 10, call right now. Josh Gad plays LeFou, and we're going to chat more with him in a moment from now. Panow, Chameleon at Nova. All right, it's a Monday night in the surgery. That is called Ciao, Adios. This Thursday, Beauty and the Beast is out, Lisa.
Please give them to me. I would love that.
They're all yours. It's in cinemas on Thursday. Stars Emma Watson. And may I give you just a little bit of a heads-up warning? It's okay to shed a little tear. I got a little mosh in the movie when I saw it. I got a little bit emotional.
Like you know me.
I do. You know what? It's okay to cry as a grown man while watching a teacup sing. Particularly when the saucer cup almost dies, which is her kid. It's very sad. If you want to go check out Beauty and the Beast, it's just gone to number one in the box office in the USA over the weekend. 13, 24, 10. Call me right now. LeFou is on the show tonight. His real name is Josh Gad. He plays Gaston's sidekick.
That's right.
And if you're not familiar with Beauty and the Beast, Gaston is the princey prince guy who really wants to win the heart of the beauty, who is Emma Watson. The beauty, though, falls for the ugly beast.
Okay, we know.
Some people don't understand how the movie works.
I wrote it for them.
It's not like the story's not already on the internet. Anyway, here's the chat with LeFou.
No one slick as Gaston. No one's quick as Gaston.
Mr. Josh Gad is here.
Beauty and the Beast.
Next tough question for you.
Yes.
Emma Watson, as flawless in real life as she appears on the big screen?
She really is. I mean, Emma,
she's effortlessly beautiful in this film.
She's effortlessly beautiful in reality too.
Okay.
And that applies to both the exterior and the interior. She is one of the most incredible human beings I've ever met. And to have at the center of our movie this female heroine who essentially is fearlessly independent, she's ferociously smart, her superpower in the film is essentially that she can read books nonstop.
Yeah.
To be able to share a character and an archetype like that with my own daughters, this character who saves the prince multiple times during the movie, that's a thrill.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that she was like that. I had this fear that you might say she was horrible to work with.
What if I was just like, Emma Watson?
Never again.
No.
Everything she's you remarkable. Hear about her, everything you see about her suggests she is the way you describe her, and that is good.
Yeah, she's remarkable.
When the movie drops in cinemas here in Australia, there is only one question that really people need to have answered before walking into it, and that is, what type of candy bar snack should one get before seeing the film?
Ooh, but see, I think you guys probably do it a little differently than we do in the States. But if I were in Australia, I would do Tim Tams all the way.
Okay, all right.
I mean,
you'd have to smuggle those in, right?
You got to smuggle those in. They don't sell them in the theater?
Not really, no.
Shame on you, Australian cinemas.
This would be wear a big jacket in.
Got it.
Just in the pocket.
I would do
there.
It.
Done it before, not going to lie.
My go-to is a little popcorn and M&M's.
Okay,
those are my
good.
Go-tos.
Yep, sure. Did you ever get into the Chop Top? When you lived here in Australia,
No,
okay, because that's like when the ice cream and they dip the ice cream and the cone in the chocolate, and then we call it a choc top. I've said this to American
Maybe
actors.
Maybe I did, and I just don't remember.
Well, I've said this to American actors before, and they've said choc top. Never heard of such craziness. But anyway,
it doesn't sound crazy at all. No. It sounds right,
mate. Thank you for catching up. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
The movie, as I said, is amazing. Best of luck with how it goes, but I don't think you're going to need to lose any sleep on opening box office
Knock
night
on
of
marble.
How it's going to go. Well, sir, good to meet you. Thanks
Thank
for catching
you so
up.
Much.
Hey, I'm going to post online now on my Facebook page. Hit me up, search for Smallsy. Going to post some backstage clips of what it was like making the movie for Beauty and the Beast and the interview with Josh Gad. And hey, ladies, get on my Facebook page and tag a beast you want to take with you. An ugly, boosty man. Now, run up Major Lazer at Nova. They thought that you was a shy girl. Jason Derulo and Nicki Minaj, Swalla, number 8, top 9 at 9 for a Monday. Hey, Friday night, if you missed it, Jason Derulo was on the show. He called in from his car and turns out, as a mega rich pop star, he has a different car for a different occasion.
I mean, it depends on, you know, if it's daytime, if it's nighttime, if I'm going somewhere stylish, if I'm going somewhere, you know, high profile, or if I'm going to dinner. So let me give you a little breakdown. So if I'm going to the gym, I go to the gym in either Tesla or in the Escalade because, you know, you don't want to sweaty, you don't want to sweat up the more expensive car. But if I'm going to dinner or if I'm going to like a cocktail party and it's upscale, I'm going to ride in one of the Rolls-Royces. Especially because Miami, I'm going to the nightclub, it's always going to be a Lamborghini.
Some people would say he's a wanker. They'd just be jealous. You're a wanker. Katy Perry, Chain to the Rhythm at 7. Are we crazy to be lonely? That is your number 3 song for a Monday. Martin Garrix, Dua Lipa, Scared to be Lonely, top 9 at 9. Hey, can we just do a quick free-for-all for a Monday night? Zara Larsson, she just dropped her new album called So Good. We got Disney Moana. It's coming out this week on DVD and digital. We also got tickets to the new Beauty and the Beast movie, 13, 24, 10. Call right now. Let's do a quick Monday night free-for-all just after the number one song. Now, though, the hot minute, the big entertainment news stories for a Monday. Let's go.
Celebrity gossip. Kim Kardashian.
All right, first up tonight, the next episode in series 13 of The Kardashians has hit the airwaves in the USA, and this is the one where Kim talks about that Paris robbery that went down in October last year. Here's a juicy part from the episode.
I have a split second in my mind to make this quick decision, like, am I going to run down the stairs and, like, either be shot in the back, like, it makes me so upset to think about it, but, like, either they're going to shoot me in the back. Or if I make it and they don't, if the elevator does not open in time or the stairs are locked, then like I'm there's no way out.
Here's the very lovely Emma Watson.
All right, and a quick one for you. Tonight, Beauty and the Beast, the new Disney movie, is in cinemas on Thursday. Josh Gad plays LeFou. He revealed earlier tonight on the show what it was like working with Emma Watson.
She's effortlessly beautiful in reality. That applies to both the exterior and the interior. She is one of the most incredible human beings I've ever met.
And you bloody hope she was a nice person to work with. It's been revealed over the weekend she's set to take home $15 million for the starring role, and that could go up depending on how successful it is at the box office.
And that is the Hot Minute, done and dusted for a Monday. Hey, quick heads up for you. Tomorrow night on the show, Pinow are going to be dropping by fresh off their winery tour. We want to do this game called Goon or Good. Get them to taste wine, goon wine or good wine, and see if they can tell the difference. Anyway, Ed Sheeran now at 2. Castle on the Hill now at Nova.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg.
Bye, Felicia.
Miss anything? Head to novafm.com.au and remember, you can talk to Smallsy anytime. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just search Smallsy. Smallsy Surgery is now officially closed. You've been listening to the Smallsy Surgery Podcast. Listen in real time, weeknights 7 p.m. only on Nova.